Washington State is also voting today, but voters there will be casting their ballots by mail, which could be a good thing, could lower the risk of spreading the coronavirus at the polls. Health officials say at least 22 people have died from the disease across Washington State. The most recent, 3 more elderly patients at the Life Care Center in the Seattle suburb of Kirkland, which is the site of the worst outbreak so far in the country. KUOW reporter Casey Martin is in Seattle. And Casey, this sounds like a tough situation. About a third of the employees at this nursing home are out sick. They're reportedly showing symptoms consistent with coronavirus. What are you hearing?
Yeah, Life Care Center says originally 70 employees who were showing symptoms like a fever or shortness of breath, they were sent home. 5 of them have returned to work in Kirkland. A spokesperson says none of these employees or anyone who works at Life Care has been tested yet. They say that's because of a lack of test kits, and almost 200 people work there.
Okay, we're going to get to why they haven't been tested in a minute, but who is left living there? These are vulnerable elderly people. How many people are still living there, and have they been tested?
Yeah, right now, 55 people are still there, and only 35 have been tested so far. They're still waiting on about 20 more test results, and 31 of those patients have tested positive for the disease. One person has tested negative so far.
Okay, well, as you say, the management at this nursing home says they don't have enough test kits to test their 65 employees for the coronavirus. How is that possible? This is one of the most high-profile hotspots in the country.
Well, yesterday, Life Care Center spokesperson said they've simply been told that there's just not enough test kits for the staff. Right now, Life Care gets its kits from Washington State Department of Health, but they also get it from a few other agencies like the CDC. So they said it's hard to pinpoint where they're getting all of them from, but there's simply a lack of test kits for the employees. They say it's concerning, and they've heard that there will be a drive-up or a mobile testing unit, but there's nothing specific on that. And they also said that they wouldn't demand their staff to be tested when the kits become available.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. But officials from the CDC are also expected to visit an assisted living center west of Seattle later today. Another group of vulnerable people. How concerned are health experts that this disease is taking off in these facilities where these vulnerable people are living?
Yeah, absolutely. We heard that the CDC was going to be at the Life Care Center in Kirkland last Saturday, but to our knowledge, we haven't seen any sort of presence whatsoever. They also said that another special testing unit would be there Tuesday of last week. But for everyone who's been there watching who's coming and who's going, it's really only been the staff, nurses. They're still getting deliveries, and there's still local EMTs coming and going, but we've been told that the CDC will be at the nearby nursing home in Redmond, but we haven't seen any presence at Kirkland.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation also recently announced a $5 million commitment to expand coronavirus testing in the Seattle area, of course, where they're based. This is part of a much bigger effort worldwide. And then last night on MSNBC, Governor Jay Inslee said there could actually be many more cases out there and that the state has increased its test capacity by a factor of 20. Let's listen.
We really need to, as leaders, make decisions looking forward to where this is going rather than what it is today. We might have 1,000 people infected today in Washington, but this doubles every week.
What about that? Is there a sense there in Seattle that this outbreak is already much worse than the numbers are showing?
Yeah, absolutely. Governor Inslee said last night that he expects over 1,000 people in the near term here in just the local Seattle area. And then beyond that, in Puget Sound region, 60,000 people, estimating that people could be affected, and specifically targeting people with compromised immune systems and the elderly.
It is amazing that there are no tests for the people who are working at this nursing home. This is where else would the priority be? KUOW's Casey Martin, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.